We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible. Coming up, the latest on the Kansas Jayhawks from KCSN, which features three shows each week in Border War, hosted by former Jayhawks guard Jeff Hawkins and Mizzou forward Jarrett Sutton. Ain't No Seats with Ryan Reinhart, Anthony Bax, and Brayden Turner. And Booth Review, covering Jayhawks football with Kent Swanson and weekly special guests. Make sure to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything. Stay up to date on all things KU with KCSN. And now, the latest on the Kansas Jayhawks.
All right, folks, before we get going for today's episode of Ain't No Seats Podcast, we got to talk about Emprise Bank. There's more options to do banking now more than ever. Who you work with is more important than how close they are to your home. Emprise has digital banking that meets you where you are on your phone, on your computer, or even your smartwatch. A trusted partner is at your fingertips. So, all right, boys, let's get into it. This is going to be a quick little off-season pod. You know, it's the, you know, dead days, not a lot going on, which is kind of, in a way, concerning, but also makes me think stuff's about to get absolutely bananas. So we'll talk a little bit transfer portal, and then I think we're going to do a little draft later where we talk about, you know, which former Bill Self players, if you could insert them onto this KU team, a.k.a. DeJuan and KJ, that's pretty much it, plus Ernest, I guess. But we're just going to do a starting five. We'll draft that. We'll see what we can all come up with. I think that'll be interesting. But I want to start with just like a portal update. A week ago, Bill Self announced he was coming back. He said he was going to live in the portal. It was clearly a huge priority. He seemed amped at the opportunity. He was excited. And it just feels quiet. And I know there's buzz with Ingram and a little bit with Dickinson, but I don't know. I'm not as plugged in right now as I'd like to be. B-Turn, I'm pushing it to you. Give me a little transfer portal update. Where do the Hawks stand? How are you feeling about everything? Is the quiet bad? Is the quiet good? What do you think?
Well, before there was someone before Bill Self that said they were going to live in the transfer portal, and that was Mr. Ry Reinhart. So I guess you haven't really lived up to that.
Upsetting.
Disappointed. Mm-hmm. But AB, me and you, we talked about the portal last week on our episode, and I was wrong on something. And so I apologize to the listeners. But yeah, Harrison Ingram, they're in it for him, and I heard they weren't really recruiting him once they hit the portal, and everyone thought he was going to go to UNC, but just announced today that he's going to visit Lawrence next week. Should start on Monday, but he'll be in town. He was a top 20 recruit nationally on every single site, so obviously talented. I think maybe former Jayhawk, the old head coach at Stanford, could have been the issue there. I'm not really sure. I'm not going to say that, but I think you give Bill Self a talented player, they're going to turn into something really good. Hunter Dickinson, actually, we'll do Nick Timberlake next. He was in town this weekend. He was at the spring game. I guess they pulled out all the stops trying to get him to commit. He's going to make the trip to UConn next week, or this weekend, I believe. And he's from up northeast, I think, in Massachusetts, so that could be a fit for him. Maybe he's just trying to go through all of his options, but sounds like Bill and the staff really wanted him, and they want shooters to surround DeJuan. Dickinson sounds like Maryland, Georgetown are going to get visits. I guess KU is very close to locking in a visit, which is great, but it could make you nervous because it sounds like couldn't be the last visit, and you know how the visits go. They love it. These guys can commit, get an NIL bag. So hopefully he makes the visit to Lawrence, because I'd feel great if Lawrence got the – or Bill Self and them got the last visit. They could offer NIL. They could show how – I mean, how well bigs have played under Bill Self. He would be a perfect fit. Primo Spears from Georgetown, I don't like his percentages, but me and AB talked about it last week. Played on a really bad Georgetown team, 41% from the field, 30 from three. I've watched some of his stuff. He's pretty electric, shifty, can create his own shots. So another guy that's talented that Bill could work with. And then I was telling AB before you got on, right? It felt like they were really interested in EK, the dude from Wyoming, and Shedrick, the big from the 7-footer from Virginia. And neither, all that buzz is gone. They're not even going to visit. EK's supposed to commit to Providence. Shedrick already did his final list, so I guess that kind of has me maybe a little more confident in Dickinson. I'm not sure if maybe it's a Dickinson thing or if it's our staff just all their eggs in one basket on Dickinson and they have to get him, basically is what their mindset is. But Dickinson should be visiting. Hopefully he makes it here. But yeah, Georgetown, Maryland. Maryland's his hometown team. They hired one of his high school coaches, so a lot of things pointing in their direction, I guess. But KU, you're going to have a better chance to win a national title. You're going to have better coaching, and you're going to raise your stock more. So
I'll say this. I think, you know, I joked that I was going to live in the portal. I don't even remember saying that. I think I said I probably was going to be obsessed with the portal.
Yeah.
I've been a little underwhelmed with the names. Obviously, Dickinson's a really exciting name. I'm far from getting my hopes up on that. I think he's going to stay East Coast. Maryland, Georgetown just seems most likely. Ingram, somebody's gonna have to really talk me into Ingram. I'm sure I can get there. Just doesn't seem like what this team is missing. I know he was highly recruited out of high school. He's a wing. We need a wing. We need a guy that can go score. I think he's a decent scorer. Just seems like he doesn't seem like he's that athletic, doesn't seem like he's that quick, and he shoots it poorly from three. So you know, I'm at this point where I'm fully trusting Bill. I could still see, you know, him pulling off something incredible, but I don't know. If this is what we, if those names you just gave me, Primo, freaking what the guy's name I was just talking about,
Ingram,
Dickinson, and Timberlake, if those are the four names we're working with, which I think I really do like Timberlake, but it's like, I don't think we can possibly fill out the lineup like we were all hoping for 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. Like, am I crazy for saying that? It just does. Even if we get Timberlake and Ingram, or, I mean, any scenario where we get Dickinson, it's going to be awesome. But, like, even if we get Timberlake and Dickinson and maybe Primo, like, is that an absolute grand slam home run to you guys? Or are you still kind of like, eh? Because I feel like I'd be... I don't know if I had way too high of expectations, and it all comes down to who enters the portal, but I don't know. AB, are you like disappointed at all with what we have here?
Ryan, I can't lie to you. I don't even know the guys that we're talking about now. Like, my college basketball watching this year was pretty much KU, Big 12, like pretty local. I don't really know what any of these guys have, and I haven't been watching the last couple of weeks.
You've lost your mid-major nickname.
I've lost my fastball, man.
All
right, but well, no, here's the thing, though. Bill knows more than all of us combined, so whatever Bill likes, I'm cool with. That's my statement on the whole matter. I would love Dickinson. When we were talking about it out loud earlier a few minutes ago, I kind of had in my head, like, yeah, it would be awesome to have him, and I'm never going to say no. I don't know if the staff is going to, like, try and pivot to another big, because big, I mean, we want another big to play KJ spot, essentially, but, like, if they really think Ernie's as good as we hope and he improves, that could just be your transfer big that can step in and play 25 minutes a game. So I don't know if maybe that's why EK and the other dude you were talking about from Virginia, there was just like no hype or buzz around it. If they get Dickinson, of course, he's the best transfer out there. If not, then stick with the guys you have and go heavy with the wings.
Yeah, yeah. And I've been trying to think of starting fives. And I mean, I think a guy we could be forgetting, I'm not sure if he'll start. I've just heard a lot of good things, is El Marco. So I think him and DeJuan in the backcourt could be great. And then you add a big wing, and then you have KJ and Dickinson. So I think Dickinson would be huge. Obviously, he's one of the better players in the country. But I think another thing people got to remember, like us three got to remember, and just KU fans that are kind of melting down, is there's a lot of names that aren't even in the portal yet because of the NBA draft combine. I know Remy Martin committed to KU on like May 17th, which is a month away. Kevin McCullough committed in May. So there's names that aren't even in the portal that we would never even think of. Like, I've been trying to look around at teams that guys that could come back. Like, for example, Chris Livingston just entered his name in the NBA draft. He's going to maintain eligibility according to Kentucky's Twitter. But a guy like that is super talented. And yeah, Bill's just talked about adding like a big wing and a big man. So I guess Ingram and Dickinson makes sense. But I don't, like, I'm trying to think of the offseason last year. And I know I remember like when we got McCullough, but did we even really know McCullough was going to be an option or even a thing before
he kind of came out of the blue?
Got on Twitter, and I think he got on Twitter, someone did, and was like, Kevin McCullough is down to Gonzaga in Kansas.
Yeah.
Or I think it was before the NBA draft, though, because it was Gonzaga, KU, or enter the draft. Mm-hmm. But then it just kind of went silent forever, and it happened.
Yeah.
I also think that we were, right, like this year coming off a loss with so much turnover, we were obsessed with, like, we're obsessed with looking who's going to be on the team next year. At least you guys are, and a lot of people are. Last year, we won a championship. I wasn't worried one bit about who was starting at the two guard, you know, for the 2022-23 season at this point last year. So I just remember, I think when it happened and he was, or we were in his final three, we kind of had the combo on here. Like, we didn't really want him as much as, like, who's old buddy who went Iowa State to Texas? Tyrese Hunter?
Dude.
And was it
Isaiah
or was it someone? Mosley, that's right.
Can you imagine? I'm pretty sure I said I wanted Mosley more than I wanted McCullough. Talk about
none of us wanted McCullough.
Yeah.
We were on the other two.
So that's a good point, because you bring up McCullough, and I, part of me thinks, like, is that where Bill Self pulls off something awesome? Like, I know McCullough, the door's open. And Bill, but what struck me was Bill the other night at the banquet, flat out just coming out and saying, I would love to have you back.
He doesn't do that much.
I remember him doing that with Devontae, and his junior year, I think it was senior night, and he said, we'd love to have, you know, we need to get this guy back or something. I don't know. Devontae's a guy I remember. I think, God, I don't know. I'm trying to think of those guys where Bill just, you know, it's rare Bill pushes for a guy to come back when he thinks they're in a good spot. And I think McCullough's in that weird spot of, I think he's just kind of sick of playing college basketball. Like, he's been around, he's done, he's ready for the next step in his life. But he could potentially make more money and all of a sudden become borderline the face of the program next year. So, I don't know. Bill got, you know, we say it all the time. Jalen came back, turned into an All-American. Ochai came back, turned into an All-American. Devontae came back, turned into an All-American. Those guys that are on the brink, those second-round picks that decide to come back, it just always works. So, like, that's the one thing I'm really looking forward to, is if somehow he convinces McCullough to come back, you go get Dickinson, and then you go get, like, Timberlake or, shoot, I don't care at that point. Now we're pumped going into the season. Now we're a clear top five team. And so that's something I could see Bill Self pulling off.
Yeah, and I personally think just KU fans haven't been able to enjoy Kev enough. And I think another year here, I think fans would fall in love. Obviously, we know how hard he plays. We know how well he guards. We know how much Bill loves him. But I feel like we haven't got to see him enough, selfishly. And it would be fun to watch him for another year. I know he'd be 23 next offseason. He's 22 right now, but I think coming back, he could solidify himself as a draft pick. I know right now he's kind of fringe. I don't see him getting drafted. I know he could go play overseas, but like you said, you come back, make six figures at Kansas in college, they'll self. Players get better when they come back. Players get better when they stay longer. So I really think he could come back and be one of the better scoring options. I've kind of had weird thoughts, and I don't want to be negative, but is Kevin McCullough, KJ Adams, and DeJuan Harris in the same lineup a good thing, or is it? And they guard so well and they play so hard, and I love those three to death, but is it? I just feel like this is kind of like a devil's advocate or having another convo aside from Kevin coming back. But is those three in the same starting lineup the greatest thing ever? I mean, just because
you have to get,
yeah, but you have to get an all right, yeah,
yeah, elite. Like you can't even mess with somebody that's not truly a Grady Dick. Or because really that ends up, let's say you go get Nick Timberlake. He's probably the best shooter out there, right? That we're after, B-turn.
Yeah, for sure.
But let's say you go get Timberlake. You've got DeJuan, Timberlake,
McCullough,
KJ, Dickinson, McCullough in this case. That's essentially it's not last year's team, but what I'm trying to think through
it's
here.
It's pretty like, close, though. I'm on the same page as you.
Yeah. It's like Jalen and Dickinson are the go-to scorers. They're different players, but like that's what you have to surround Kevin McCullough, DeJuan, and KJ with is a guy like Dickinson that can go get you 20 a game and a guy like Timberlake that can go get you 15, 20 a game and make a bunch of shots. So, I don't know. But at this point, I think it's our best option.
We're not going to say no to that. Like, if I just put it, like, straight up, do you want Kevin McCullough to come back? Yeah. We're all going to say yes. So, like, I don't know. But you guys aren't wrong. Like, it worked this year, but it worked because there was a top 10 pick and a consensus All-American next to those two. It's a lot to replace. I feel like we're in Moneyball right now, like, trying to replace Giambi and...
All right, well, let's kick it to a quick break, and we'll come back and finish some of this up and maybe start drafting.
A sports network for today's fan. KC Sports Network. Podcasts, YouTube, social media, live shows. KCSN.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, so before we get into drafting our teams that we want to put together, one name we didn't bring up, B-Turn, is Matthew Cleveland from Florida State. He's kind of a new addition to the portal. Really long, really athletic, average like 14 a game. Really quick. Are we in on him? I think you sent something from Bossy that sounds like we are, but is it a long shot?
Yeah, I'm not sure. He obviously just entered, and he's super talented with a ton of potential, but a list came out today on Twitter about you see it all the time, all the schools that reached out. But yeah, it sounded like Eric Bossy said that KU has for sure reached out, so kind of made me nervous at first that they had it. But yeah, you just talked about it. I mean, he's former five-star recruit, super long, athletic. He had a pretty good year. I know Florida State wasn't very good, but I think that's a guy that Bill Self gets his hands on. He turns him into an absolute stud.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. I think we're almost, you know, like you said, the Remy stuff came in May. The McCollar stuff happened in May. Like, we still got a ways to go with this. I think it's.
You guys are missing one, too.
What's
Malik
that?
Newman. Malik Newman. Late. He was late. Probably June or July, actually.
Really?
Yeah, he was definitely in the summer, but things happen late, and for Final Four teams, for bad teams, it's just going to happen. Springville, it's early in the spring.
Yep. And so, yeah, too early to speculate. I think, you know, even just from this conversation, I've gotten my hopes up. The thought of Dickinson.
July 1st, 2016, Malik Newman. He had to sit out the year, but... Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, if they didn't get Kevin McCollar last year, who would have started in place of him? Would they have played two bigs? I guess Joe, maybe? So, yeah, like, we probably at some point were stressed about him.
No, it's just horrifying to think about last year's team with Joe instead of McCollar.
And then the year before, it felt like they needed a point guard, and no one knew what we had with DeJuan yet, but you had heard pretty good reviews about him at practice. Garden, it would have been Doc. Yeah. And like how he's just a winner. CB loved him and played with him. We were pretty nervous about point guard. And we didn't know who we were going to get in the portal. And then they get Remy. And Remy wasn't even really a factor until March hit at the Big 12 tournament. And DeJuan turned into this great defender. And then Remy ends up helping him win the title. So they didn't get Remy till May. And then DeJuan, everything just seems to work itself out.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about the fact that Bill Self is able to go into guys' living rooms or go on a Zoom call and flat out be like, look, you're going to start. You're going to be a scorer. Like, we don't – it's not a situation where we have a bona fide star that's going to absolutely be the go-to guy. Like, one of these guys could be the guy at Kansas. That's pretty rare to have that opportunity coming into KU as like a third, fourth year guy. So
one more guy that I want to touch on in the portal, and the guy that we've contacted that could be a nice backup plan to Hunter Dickinson, is Jesse Edwards from Syracuse. I think he averaged like, man, I'd have to look, but he had some, I think it was 14 and 10, something around there. But I think he's 7-footer. He had some huge nights at Syracuse. So
yeah.
I think Bill, the biggest need might be a big, and I don't know if that makes us nervous about the future of Ernest and Zuby, or like AB said, Dickinson. I mean, I've heard people say he's the best transfer ever, like portal-wise.
Yeah, yeah.
Just since it started. Okay, yeah, Jordan just said 14 and 10 on 59. Yeah, and he can make free throws. So, Jesse.
I'm up for any 7-footer at this point. I mean, KJ obviously had a great year, but just missing that big in the middle of the paint, even like McCormick, as frustrating as he was, we talked all year like, man, can you imagine McCormick on this team? So we just need a big. Bill's more comfortable with the big, so we'll see. I think that's a good segue. We brought up McCormick, we brought up former players. We had an idea, you know, as we said, it's the off season, still not a lot of traction with the portal yet. We didn't know what to talk about, so we figured let's put together a little draft. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to assume that we have DeJuan starting at point guard, and we also have KJ starting. We're going to assume El Marco's not starting, and we're not going to talk about any of the other freshmen, Zuby, Ernest, nothing. Those guys are on the bench. We got that bench. What we are drafting is former Bill Self players that you plug into a lineup that has DeJuan starting at point guard and KJ starting at the 4 or the 5, depending on who you draft. So I'll be honest, I really didn't want the first pick on this because I don't know the route to take here. I think it's very tough because I'll put you through my thought process. Historically, you think, okay, Bill Self with 2 point guards, great, right? That's so you think of those guys, the former point guard legends that we've had here. But then you start to think, okay, but Bill's kind of transitioned into a 1 point guard with 3 really solid wings beside that point guard, plus a big. So that really, really affected my thought process here with my first pick. And actually, now that I think about it, I'm switching gears. I'm taking.
He's so excited.
I'm taking a big. I changed my mind because there's just. All right. The big I'm taking, and this may be lame. God, this could be lame. I don't want to do it. But, like, I just think about this guy with, like, a DeJuan, and it's Joel Embiid.
That would have been my number one.
Yeah.
I would have taken him lame.
And I feel bad about it because he was good for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, right? He had such a short window, but I had trouble with some other bigs that we may talk about just because, you know, I wanted a guy that had the ability to kind of at least stretch the floor a little bit because when you factor into Juan, KJ, I don't know. I didn't want it too cramped with bigs down there in the paint. So we'll go Embiid. A lot of talking just to come up with Embiid.
No, I like it. I think I would have taken him number one. And I think I want to have a big that can stretch the floor a little bit with KJ in the lineup. And so obviously you got Cole, Jeff, Udoka. And I think those bigs would kind of clog the lane a little bit. I think Embiid can get out and stroke it. But
by the way, yeah,
that would have been my number one pick. And also just looking at the bigs, sure, we've had some good like four guys. We've had some good fives, but just the point guards and shooting guards and small forwards I've written down, there's so many that I think I would start with Embiid and just put him, lock him in at the five, and then have KJ at the four and then fill out with two more shooters probably.
Yep. By the way, I did not just hijack the first pick. We did a random generator before. I was the first pick. I believe
number two. I actually wanted the number one pick. We should have made a little draft night trade. I think this is a really, really tough pick. We've had a lot of good point guards, but I think a lot of them are kind of ball dominant point guards, and you're going to have the ball in DeJuan's hand a lot. This is hard.
This is hard. Filling out the wings was so tough for me.
I have so many.
I want to have another. Yeah. And oh, man. I'm going to just go. Devontae Graham.
Devontae Graham. Wow. Okay. On my list.
I want to have another ball handler. I think that might be a little early. There's just so many wings I can't pick from, but I want to have another ball handler that can play off guard and shoot it. Just absolutely shoot it. Frank Sharon, Tyshawn Dot, I had written down, and like Aaron Miles for point guards, but DeJuan's going to have the ball in his hands. I want to surround DeJuan, who's one of the better facilitators, with just shooters.
Yeah, like DeJuan and Dot, even though Dotson, I mean, he was awesome. They're just not a great fit together in a backcourt. Even kind of Tyshawn, I don't think him and DeJuan would be a great fit. So Devontae was truly the only point guard I actually wrote down because I just didn't see it working with Frank. I didn't see it working with Sharon. So I'll be curious to see if what AB does here because I'd be intrigued if someone took another point guard off this list.
I'm thrilled to have this guy on my board. I would have taken him number one overall. I would have taken him number two overall. I'll take him number three overall. We want to stretch four. I'm going to have KJ. Sure, he's a five, but like he's just there for rebounds, hustle plays. I want my other big to be able to step out, hit a shot. Marcus Morris will be Marcus Morris will be my four.
So
thoughts.
I saw you mouth him when Ryan was up.
I know he loves Marcus.
I do love Marcus, but I'm having a hard time picturing. So you go DeJuan, Marcus at the four, and KJ at the five, or are you putting KJ at the three?
No, KJ will be at the five.
Okay.
Marcus, I see it as if KJ, I don't know, there's a two-man game that they can play. Bill Self's done plenty of high-low in his career, but I just like the idea of a guy that's been in the league for, what, 12 years now? I'm sure he's got some ball handling. I don't think he's scared to handle the ball. Some sort of a point forward.
I mean, he's really one of the most underrated Bill Self players.
His junior year was insane.
And So I don't know, but I do. I know he was a solid rebounder, but I do worry about that team getting boards, similar to this year.
Which you can almost look at. I mean, your lineup right now, you would almost say Marcus Morris is in a way kind of Jalen Wilson, right?
Like, Marcus would have a season similar to what Jalen had. So I like it. I didn't put it down. I didn't have any power forwards on my list, surprisingly, but
the thought process with it is, like, we know KJ is not shooting outside of 12 to 15 feet. Mm-hmm. Just need someone who's, like, comfortable. Like, Diedrich was another option that I had out there. Or Perry Ellis. I'm sure someone will take him.
Yeah.
But I just, Marcus Morris, he's my guy. But
all right, we're snaking it, right? So we're going back to maybe. All right, before we do that, we got one last break, and we'll get back to it.
You're listening to KC Sports Network. We'll be right back after this.
All right, back to you, AB. I think this is a pick that could really, you know, really solidify you with a solid squad. I think this is an advantage a little bit, getting to take two of the top four picks. So let's hear it.
The original plan before Braden took Devontae was Marcus Morris and Devontae at 3 and 4. But I have so many wings that I can't choose from, so I'm going to go with more of like a combo guard. I know some might consider him a wing. I'm going to go with Ochai. He was so sick last year. He can shoot. He can rebound. I mean, he's going to do everything, and he can guard. He's already got the connection with DeJuan and KJ, obviously, but I just like Ochai. I feel like Ochai, and maybe it's because we're older, but we don't, at least I don't really view him with the same, like, star power as Sharon or Devontae or those guys.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that's like that, or is it just because we're, like, 28 years old now? We're not 14 years old watching these guys wishing we could be them?
It is weird because as I started to make my list, I totally forgot about him. And I was like, wait, he would have been my next pick right there. After you think about it, it's like, what's this team need? A shooter, an athlete, a guy that he's not a great ball handler, but you certainly trust him with the ball. And he's like he had one of the best seasons in Kansas basketball history. Like, the guy at his peak was incredible. So it is weird. I don't know why. I'm sure kids, like you said, that are 12, 13 right now view Ochai just how we viewed Sharon, Keith Langford, just, I don't know, those guys from when you're younger, you always kind of look up to them more. But yeah, Ochai, can't go wrong with that. Shooter, athlete, winner. Yeah, love the pick. Good start. Good start for old AB squad. B turn.
This is too hard, and I wasn't.
I have a pick, and I don't want you to take it. I'm nervous.
I wanted the one pick because you could just lock in NB as the five next to KJ, and that's the best fit. And then you just surround DeJuan with shooters. So I'm gonna eventually have to take a big, I would think, because I don't think KJ at five works. So I'm gonna wait on that because I don't think you're taking any more bigs.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with a guy that can shoot it and he can defend. I like having defenders in there, but can also score just because I think, obviously, DeJuan, KJ, I think Devontae can defend when he wanted. I want Brandon Rush.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's crazy. I feel like some people, this might sound stupid, but I think some people forget about him just because 08 was so damn good and no one averaged like 15 or 20 on that team, but I just love Rush. Gets after it defensively. Felt like he made every single corner three possible. And I think I obviously would slide him to the three. So I'd have DeJuan, Devontae, Brandon Rush, and I like having B Rush and Dete around DeJuan as shooters.
Yep. That's a good pick. On my list was somebody I was considering. But I really like the guy I'm going to go with here. I guess I have two in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel good about how I'm about to round my team out. So we're going to go. I thought you were potentially going to go this route, but I'll be curious to see if you guys even had this guy on your list. I need shooting. I want another athlete. I just think we need athletes. And a guy that was really, really fun. A lottery pick.
Damn it.
I'm going Ben McLemore.
I know you fucking are.
Not kidding. He almost was my number one pick.
Dude, he was the first name I wrote.
But
it's not even that he's better than these guys we're talking about. It's just when you talk about a guy that would benefit from playing with DeJuan is Ben McLemore. Like, in that scenario, in my lineup, you got Embiid, you got KJ, you got DeJuan. McLemore is going to be so free. He's going to get so many looks. He's just going to be a stud. And DeJuan's going to throw a billion lobs to him. And I don't know. He's a guy that, God, he was so fun. I mean, the Ohio State road game. He was just so, maybe like, there was something different about when he jumped. Like, the way he would dunk the ball just looked different. Even different than, he just floated. He was so fun to watch. Such a good shooter.
Tyshawn still talks about having him in 2012. If they would have had him, he thinks. Yeah. Obviously, they make it to the title game. You can't really complain, but having him would have made them so much better and deeper.
Yep. So, I love the pick. I'm pumped I got that. I was worried I wouldn't. I'm going to round out my squad with, now that you have McLemore, you absolutely need another guy that can handle the ball, because I don't think McLemore is going to handle the ball much. KJ's now in my lineup, the third wing. I don't want him having to handle the ball a lot. So
I think I know who this one is, too.
It'll be interesting if you do. I mean, you could, but I don't want Sharon. I don't want to go small to, you know, as you said, ball dominant. I'm going to go with a legend, an absolute legend, Mario Chalmers.
Real, yeah.
I mean, combo guard, a guy that doesn't need the ball in his hands to be really good. You imagine the steals that DeJuan and Chalmers would have produced in their prime. Like, those guys would have been a nightmare in the backcourt. So I love the fit for DeJuan. I love the fit for McLemore. I really like my squad, boys.
I have to give you the crown for best team already.
Well, you guys have...
It's pretty damn good.
Still got a spot to fill.
Yeah. Rio, I think he's definitely a guy that fits with DeJuan. Like you said, kind of 08 vibes with Russ Robb, who wasn't the greatest shooter in the world. Still can knock him down. Kind of like DeJuan. I mean, I think we made Russ Robb comparisons like a year or so ago, where he only averaged 8 or 9 points a game, played really good defense. So yeah, Rio played next to him, got a bunch of steals. Bill Self always makes jokes about him getting steals from other guys. But yeah, Rio, I guess you have Embiid, so rebounding's not really a worry. And you got three guards that are probably, 6'4" or less,
Well, McLemore's 6'6", isn't he? 6'5".
Yep.
Yeah. But, yeah, not like a big-time rebounder, so that is for sure a concern.
Google had him at 6'3".
No chance.
And Basketball Reference has him at 6'3".
What?
That's why I didn't take him, because, I don't know, Devontae, it felt like he was strictly a shooting guard. So I had Devontae at the 2. I didn't think he was 6'3", but...
Maybe 6'5", but I don't... That's really crazy.
6'3 is nuts. He wouldn't have gone lottery as like a 2 guard if he was 6'3, though, would he have?
Don't they list Devontae at 6'2"? And you're telling me McLemore and Devontae are an inch away?
This dude lost a couple inches since at KU.
Yeah.
Right. It's tough because I got to pick a big. I'm not sure really what big would go with KJ that's left. I mean, there's not really any like 3-point shooters.
Five guards. You could go the AB route and go kind of 5 small ball. You
could just go Bill Self from this past season.
Yeah, I know.
Very same.
But I didn't think that works. And so I want another dog on my team. Not really a rim protector, but he's a pretty damn good rebounder. I like Thomas Robinson a lot. I think he's one of the best players in the Bill Self era. Was national player runner-up, I believe, behind AD. Yeah. I just like having winners on my team, and I think this is 5 winners. And T-Rob's probably, 6'8", 6'9", maybe 6'10", listed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's. I don't have a rim protector, but I had to get a big. I'm not sure. I don't think I'd go Markieff or Perry over him. D-Block, Julian Wright would be options. Wayne Simeon.
We sleep on Simeon, too. He's a guy that didn't get talked about enough.
So what's your final lineup?
It would be DeJuan, Devontae Graham, Brandon Rush, KJ, and then T-Rob at the 5. That's why I wanted Embiid first, because, like, what big do you really take to match with him, or do you just surround KJ with four guards?
I mean, I guess if I'm you right there, I mean, T-Rob, you can't go wrong with T-Rob. He's one of the best bigs ever, but why not go Doak there? To me, Doak and T-Rob are going to be similar guys, and I feel like, I don't know, I guess the big question with this season, and it's something we're going to be asking, is KJ going to be the five? Like, it's a wild thing to think that we're going to go back-to-back seasons potentially starting a 6'7" center. Now maybe Ernest steps in if we don't get a transfer. I don't know. That's just the tough part about constructing this team, is what do you do with KJ? I think that's the biggest question mark. So
and a big feels like an emphasis in the portal from Bill, so I think they're done with that experiment, obviously, with KJ at the five. But like you've said for a month or so, like, KJ seems like a guy that's locked in the starting five during his career, and Bill Self kind of came out with that quote the other day about he's a guy you get a war with. So
yeah, all right, AB, take
I'm
a
excited time. For these two.
Yeah, I need a wing badly, really badly. I thought about Grady. I really did.
Oh, he was on my list.
Thought about Jalen Wilson. Not going to be Jalen. Thought about Wiggins. Thought about CB. Thought about Brandon Green. Can you imagine him with DeJuan just wide open threes all day long? But here's the guy I'm going to go with. Nope. Doesn't shoot well enough. I'm going to take a guy that shot 44% from three on 6.5 threes per game. Made three per game his senior year. One Svi Mykhailiuk will be my three guard. I need shooting. He didn't, like, I'm looking at his numbers right now. His rebound numbers aren't what I remember, but I think I'm just zoned in on that Duke game where he just gave Marvin Bagley fits. Yeah. But that's kind of, like, my thing, too, is he can guard anywhere he wants to. Like, we're going to be able to switch on ball screens like we do every game with KU. So, yeah, I'll round it out with DeJuan, Ochai, Svi, Marcus Morris, KJ Adams.
What were those numbers? 44% on six attempts a game?
So he took 6.5 threes a game. He made three per game. So he shot 44% from three, 14.5 points a night.
Wow.
Yeah.
For a second, I thought you were about to take Tyrell Reed. And I was just I wanted
length and a shooter. And I feel like that's what I'm getting with Svi.
So name your lineup one more time.
It's not great when I said it out loud.
Juan Oates, Svi, KJ, and Marcus Moore.
Marcus.
You have two damn good shooters, two 45% shooters that the one can get a lot of looks.
I mean, it's almost like you replace Christian Brown with Svi. So with,
yeah,
you know,
and then
a little different type of player, but
yeah.
All right. Well, boy, do I wish we had some portal options that looked like those guys. Yes.
Any of you guys think were some snubs, or is there spots you wish you would have done anything differently? I think maybe, yeah, I like yours. I was thinking maybe I could have went Macklemore early. It's tough with the bigs. I don't know what bigs you guys think fit, but obviously Wiggins, Josh Jackson, CB is in there. I think
I had any
recent. I think
Jalen not being taken is pretty crazy too.
Yeah,
I had Wayne Selden on my list. Just shoot if he shoots like he did junior year, I couldn't commit to it, but he was there.
Would you take Malik Newman around DeJuan or Wayne Selden more?
Hop out.
Bulls are back.
I don't know. It's tough. It's just hard. Malik, you have
Bulls tied in
week stretch. Wayne Selden had put together an entire good season. So,
no, the first wing or shooting guard I wrote down was Keith Langford, just because he was earlier in the Bill Self days. But God, he was so good and so fun to watch.
Yeah. I'm shocked we just did that and not, we only took one center. I really thought Embiid, Doak, and Cole Aldridge would all be taken.
But just my thought with it was KJ's probably going to clog up the lane, so I just needed spacing. Can't have two guys within 10 feet.
That's what we kind of talked about before the pod, right? It's like, say you put like a Cole Aldridge or a Jeff Withey in the five, yeah, at the five spot. Like, I guess like maybe it would be like a Jesse Edwards in the portal. What is KJ's role? Like, we haven't really seen it, I feel like. I mean, he was the starting big. Obviously, his freshman year, he played a tiny bit. But what is KJ's role on offense? Where does he stand on the court? Where, I don't know, like, do you put him up near the elbow and you go high-low with a nice big? He obviously can't stretch it. So, like, can you start two bigs that can't stretch the floor? Like, even with my T-Rob pick, T-Rob could get out and at least hit, what, 15, 18-footers?
I think KJ would have to somehow evolve a little bit and become like Jalen was on the national title team. Not, I mean, he's not going to be Jalen, but just a guy that slashes, gets offensive rebounds, gets easy layups. But I don't know if KJ, I mean, Jalen Wilson has, from what I can tell, a lot more ball handling skills and just more comfortable with the ball. But that, yeah, it is interesting. KJ is a very just weird fit at times, but a guy you want on the floor, it doesn't matter where he's at, he's going to make plays for you. So,
but then okay. I guess one more thing was just like strategies before it started. I was tempted to just go win the hearts of people and just do a 2022 Natty roster with Oach, CB, and then Big Dave at the five.
That would have been funny because how do you argue against it?
But also, we didn't even talk about this in the portal. What if Bill Self just went at a disgusting team and just got all defenders, like just the best defenders you can find? So what if and be like Virginia, have 350th base in the country, and get like a Russ Robb next to DeJuan, and then get like a fucking Brady Morningstar and a Travis Relaford. Cole and a Jeff, and just be the best defensive team to ever do it.
No, not interested.
I'd take the postseason ban that year.
Yeah,
and an offer that happens.
All right,
can you imagine?
We got a lot
to do, and you got to watch the Bulls close this game out. But this was a lot of boys. Let's hope some transfer portal buzz starts going in the next week before next week's episode. So, thank you all for listening. We'll be back. Rock chalk.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all six of our channels at KCSN, covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.